Thank you for joining me again to the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about stress and stress management. And that's very crucial for you and your health, your longevity, breast health, and so much more. The point of the Wise Divine Woman podcast is to give you hints and clues of how to identify the imbalance in your life and help you to build your faith, not only in yourself, but in God, and understanding the importance of these areas that I'm going to talk about today for better health overall, better family life, better breast health, to be honest, because, or better body health, because what happens is the motions and stress manifest in the body and or lay themselves in the muscle or the fascia of the body. Gaba Marte talks an awful lot about trauma. Many practitioners talk about the aspect of trauma. Even in thermography, we talk about trauma and how it lays on the skin or how it hinders your health. In the AO scan, I do often talk about emotional health. You can probably see a last few of my posts on my socials about how important it is to recognize your imbalance and to face them, to acknowledge them, to understand them. So today I just want to talk a few points about 6 points on how to manage your stress better and how to make better decisions for your life and help be successful. Managing stress is a crucial part of maintaining good mental health and physical health, weight management, anxiety, anger, things like that. It's all so important. Developing healthier habits to manage stress is important as we step forward together in our menopause, our perimenopause, and our the future of our health. So here are some strategies I really want you to consider today. Exercise regularly. Exercise is one of the most effective ways to manage stress. It releases endorphins. Endorphins are those keep calm and move on hormones that are important, right? Which are natural mood boosters and they reduce levels of the cortisol or stress hormones in the body. Try and incorporate 30 minutes a day of moderate exercise. It doesn't mean go do CrossFit every day, but go for a walk, go for a swim, practice some yoga, and just get out and move your body. Maybe dance a little bit. Change it up, I think. Practice relaxation techniques. Strategy number two, meditation, deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation are all effective relaxation techniques that can help you manage your stress. You can practice these techniques regularly to reduce stress and promote relaxation. I always say to clients, you know, I can't tell you when to do these things. You have to recognize when you're triggered. You have to recognize or check in with yourself and ask, how are you doing? What can I do? Or you're in a tough situation or you feel your breath shorten, belly breathing, alternate nostril breathing, pausing for a moment. Again, even just sitting in a chair. And the progressive muscle relaxation is to go through your body from head to toe, tightening each system, releasing each system with the breath and moving up and down, and then doing it again and asking yourself if you feel better or how that works. Getting enough sleep. Now, sleep is a huge issue for women in menopause. Can be an issue right from the start. The mind racing, the rolling of the trying to get comfortable. So giving massage, doing chiropractic, using melatonin or using products like the NutraSwish with the glutathione, antioxidants, maintaining a good healthy diet are all really important. So getting enough sleep can, not getting enough sleep can really exasperate your stress levels. So try and get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. I like to use the deep breathing method of inhaling into the belly and exhaling for as long as I can, doing five, maybe 10 rounds of that to really calm the mind and calm the body and put it into relaxation. I use it before I eat to put myself into rest and digest mode as well. I say it to my husband all the time, honey, just take five deep breaths. And he thinks it's just nonsense. But I honestly believe that taking five deep breaths before you fall asleep can really relax the mind, relax the body, and get yourself out of fight or flight before you go to sleep. Getting a healthy eating, healthy eating is so hard. It's just too easy to eat fast food. It's too easy to eat ultra processed food. So eating healthy and balanced, getting enough omega-3s, EPA, DHEAs, healthy fats, lots of protein for women as we age is so important as well. Avoid the processed foods, avoid foods high in sugar and caffeine. So move to decaf coffee if you love coffee, move to decaf teas if you love having tea, and definitely not to have things after noon because I love coffee as well. And there are days that I do drink coffee later in the evening, and then I always use the melatonin or chamomile tea or deep breathing technique before bed. It is so important also that you're eating foods that are high in your antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. And if you aren't, make sure that you're supplementing with those. Using magnesium at night as well is a great way to get those muscles to relax too. Even Epsom salt baths before bedtime. Number five, set some boundaries. I've had to do that this summer. I should have done it before. Saying no to things, really stepping out and saying, I'm not going to participate in negative talk any longer. I'm not even going to listen to it. No, I can't do that. I don't have time. No, you're capable of doing these things and trying to be a better time management as well. So it's important to set some boundaries for you in your personal life and in your professional life to really feel overwhelmed and stressed. It may seem like I do a lot, but I honestly don't. There's a lot of downtime that I feel unproductive, and I'm trying to switch that mindset into that I'm not being unproductive. I am being restful. I am resetting my brain. I am rejuvenating my body, and saying no to some activities and commitments, as harsh as they have felt sometimes, has been okay. And I look forward to canceled plans, and I look forward to relaxing and remaining calm in life, right? Practicing self-care. So self-care, it's kind of an umbrella for many different things, but it is taking the moment to enjoy, to laugh, to dance, to read, to listen to music, take time outs, have a warm bath. I want you to really focus on making self-care a priority in your daily routine. Self-care can also mean self-lymphatic massage. It can also mean dry brushing your body. It can be, you know, lavishing your body with a beautiful antioxidant spray. It can be dry brushing and taking the time. It can be practicing deep breathing techniques. It can be performing nice facial lymphatic massage for yourself, or applying beautiful lotions to the body, exotic essential oils. It can be creating a beautiful meal that you've been craving for a long time and taking the time to prepare it and to cut it and have a glass of wine and listen to beautiful music while you do so. Self-care also might look like lighting a candle on the table and sitting at the table and having dinner. Self-care might look like sitting in the lazy boy, reading a book or knitting. Everyone has a different aspect of different things that bring joy, bring peace to their lives. And I really hope that you're going to take the time to incorporate some stress management tools to so you can bring more joy, more satisfaction, and more hope for healing in your life. So remember, when you're developing healthier habits to help you manage stress, it is hard. It takes time. It takes effort. So be patient with yourself. Celebrate some small victories in that. And again, use just six different things and many more. But today, exercise, practice meditation and relaxation techniques, get enough sleep, create a healthy eating habit, you know, healthier food, healthier lifestyle, set some boundaries, and practice self-care. And all of these, most importantly, I believe, is this time that you need to spend with God in each of those six areas, spending time meditating, spending time praying, asking for assistance, praying to God for help and for revelation in each of these areas. I would certainly take the time to ask what exercises, ask what boundaries do I need to work with, ask what things are stressing me out, bring those to the forefront of my life. And how can I pray about that? How can I pray into that unceasingly? Taking the time during, you know, listening to beautiful music, taking the time to breathe and pray before you eat. Knowing that you need to always hand over stress to God, hand over stress, build faith in your capabilities of you've got this, you can do it. You can, anything is possible with God. And taking the time to recognize the stressors that you're not handing over in prayer, I think can be really beneficial and life-changing for you. So I hope that you take these suggestions today. I hope that you take the opportunity to learn and to understand yourself, spirit, mind, body, soul, and nutrition-wise to make better changes for your life. So I hope that this has helped you on your path of menopause or perimenopause or postmenopausal or just wherever you are in this situation in life. I hope that you take the time, journal, pray, understand you so that you can go from fed up to faith-fueled and help you to become the wise divine woman that God has created you to be. Thank you for joining me today.